This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Vegas has a lot of incredible pizzerias, but do we have our own pizza style? Today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm here with world-renowned pizza expert Scott Wiener, founder of Scott's Pizza Tours and Slice Out Hunger, and we're going to talk Vegas pizza and maybe get a little insider tea. It's Thursday, March 14th. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Okay, so you're based in New York, but you are actually in town for the International Pizza Expo. It's a three-day conference, right, at the Convention Center. It's a biggie. Can you tell us a little bit about what goes on there?
Sure. It is a trade show in part, but it's also competitions, both culinary and acrobatic competitions. And it's also a schmooze fest. So this is the largest pizza industry event in the world.
Oh, wow. By acrobatic, you mean like they're tossing the pizza doughs, they're what?
Yeah, acrobatic competitions are pizza dough tossing. There's also pizza box folding. There's the largest stretch competition. So more than just culinary. Like, I'm pretty involved in the culinary competitions, but I mean, everything that you would see on ESPN 5 or whatever channel it is, that's at this event.
Everything on ESPN 5 is at this event. So they're really called acrobatic events. I actually did not realize that.
Oh, it's no joke. It's no joke. You know when you see somebody like tossing a flaming pizza dough in the air and catching it in their feet or something like that, like that's a real thing. And it happens at Pizza Expo in Las Vegas.
I mean, I shouldn't pretend like I have no idea. We walked the floor together one year, and it was one of the most memorable days of my life. I had my first fried pizza dough pizza, like deep fried pizza. I met the Pillsbury Doughboy, and his skin was more leathery than I expected. And then, like, walking the floor with you, it's just like, hey, Scott, 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 Scott. Like, everybody knows you, and, like, we're herding us into corners and, like, giving us secret cuts of cappuccino with amaretto in it. So what are some of the most surprising or innovative products you've seen in the past when you've walked the floor?
Well, Pizza Expo is always a time that companies unveil their new product, and companies that have been in the industry for a while are going to unveil something experimental, or maybe even new companies are launching something. So I've seen the high-tech futuristic pizza boxes, the restaurant robots that serve pizza to the tables.
Sure. We've got a couple of those here.
Do you really?
Yeah. I went to an Indian restaurant that had a robot server. It's cute.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see at any food trade show how the restaurant industry is responding to what's happening now, which is like, you know, even before the pandemic, there were all these trends that were pointing toward more expensive labor and just higher costs of running a restaurant, an independent restaurant in particular. Third-party delivery eating up 30% of the revenue from a food order. So it's interesting to see, like, at these events, this is where people are trying to head off those things at the pass. Months and months before you see it in person, you'll see it at those trade shows. So in the past few years, it's really been a push toward plant-based foods on pizza and a push toward new ordering technology, ways of streamlining your social media. Here's how to do your online ordering through your own website. A lot of it is going in the tech direction, and there's less and less of the, oh, here's a pizza flour that's going to change your life. It's a lot more of the technology.
What's a high-tech pizza box?
This is an interesting question you ask, because the pizza box world is essentially unchanged over the past 70, 80 years. But every year, there's always somebody who has a new piece of pizza box technology. The last time I saw one that was really thrilling was an inventor from India, a box company called Ventit. and it was a breathable pizza box. It was there to solve the problem of pizza trapping a bunch of steam in the box once the box is closed around it.
Right.
And then you get like a soggy pizza. So the way that the box was constructed is there's vents that are not direct vents. You can't poke your finger through them. It's indirect vents that go through the corrugation of the box.
Oh. And, you know, Scott, I know that you're more than a pizza lover. You're a pizza nerd. And so I know why you can describe that pizza box in depth. But I feel like our listenership should also know that you are the Guinness Book of World Records holder for the largest pizza box collection. And that they are clean pizza boxes, not dirty ones. And they are flat. But now you have so many that they live in a storage unit.
You are really up on the Scott world right now, Sarah. I'm impressed.
Scott, we've known each other for 30 million years.
It's always funny when I'm leading a pizza tour and somebody asks what they think is a really weird question about a pizza box.
Mm-hmm.
They're not prepared for the 45 minutes that they're about to endure.
Oh, it's so true. Ugh. Okay, so you're also, speaking of, you founded Scott's Pizza Tours, which you run in New York, but also there's usually a bus tour associated with the Pizza Expo. But you're also running a huge open to the public fundraiser this year that's right outside of Pizza Rock. So what's going on with that?
Yeah, this is an event that we started doing last year. It's called the Las Vegas Pizza Tailgate. And the whole concept is people of Las Vegas have all these events that come through town. And usually you don't get to interact with the events because they're in a convention center.
We talk about this all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. What a nightmare. And so here we have this event, the biggest pizza industry event in the world. All the best pizza makers are showing up, but you can't go into the convention hall. So we're doing an event that's live, open to the public. We're going to have a couple of dozen pizza makers cooking on outdoor ovens. And you buy a ticket to get in. You get unlimited pizza for 75 minutes. And you're going to get pizza from all these visiting pizza makers and some local pizza makers. And it's not just them doing the pizza of their restaurant. It's really them just riffing, you know, being inspired by each other. And it's kind of like this great jam session. It's like the thing that I love about Las Vegas is that it's this just combination of everything. Like Las Vegas culture is combination culture.
Yeah.
And pizza is a food that only exists when it takes from different cultures. It would never have existed if it only relied on ingredients from the Italian peninsula. And that's why I think it's like so cool to be in Las Vegas, to go to this event, the public can go, and Slice Out Hunger also uses it as a way to get all of our partners, 700 pizza partners across the country, we get them, as many of them together as we can, just to hang out and see each other. I mean, you saw it when you went to the Pizza Expo. And
yeah. I volunteered for you, but I'm really excited for this event.
This event is wild. That was the Las Vegas Pizza Festival.
Yes.
Which is awesome because everybody's cooking in different ovens. And this is a whole different story. This is like...
It's a block party.
This is just a jam session. Yeah.
Fundraiser block party. I'm so excited. You know, and actually speaking of Pizza Rock and the peninsula of Italy, as you mentioned, and their opinions, Italy declared Pizza Rock one of the best pizzas in the entire United States. What do you think about that?
I get a little queasy about any list, only because I just don't love the idea of reducing restaurants to an order and ranking. And that being said, I think Pizza Rock makes some incredible pizza. And I think most of the pizzerias on that list, are at least the ones that I've been to, are ones that I would easily recommend somebody visit. I just always feel weird about ranking something like food, especially because it's subjective. Everybody has different tastes. But what Pizza Rock has that a lot of other places don't is multiple oven types, multiple doughs to match those different ovens. I mean, if a standard pizzeria maybe stocks, let's say 50 ingredients, Tony Gemignani in any of his restaurants will stock 5,000.
So you could have like America/World Tour pizza experience by going to Pizza Rock.
Absolutely, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Okay, so then you've got this event out front, and we're going to go down the line, and we're going to get all these slices from local pizza makers. If I just went through and ate pizza from Las Vegas, would I come out saying that Las Vegas has a distinctive pizza style?
Yeah, it's interesting to think about this because I feel like Las Vegas's style in pizza and in other things is sort of to reflect the style of other places. So I don't think that Las Vegas has its own style if the way you define style is the thing that is different from what everybody else does, because that's part of how I define food style. It's always defined not from within, but it's defined from the outside. Chicago doesn't really self-define. Detroit did not self-define. In fact, if you ask somebody from Detroit 10 years ago, what is Detroit-style pizza? They say, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, everybody knows that term. And that's because that's a style that's determined and defined by people looking into Detroit from the outside, saying the thing that a few places here are doing is different from what we know. Therefore, it's their style.
Do you have any sense of like how those styles evolve within cities? Like, okay, so we're from the outside naming Chicago Deep Crust or Chicago Cracker Crust, but like, how do those citywide styles come to be?
Well, they all evolved naturally based on who brought pizza to that area originally and what ingredients were available. And then if that product takes off to such an extent that it lasts a long time and enough people are making it beyond just one restaurant, then it gets associated with the city. And that's why we have things like Cincinnati chili.
Or my own unfortunate Ohio Valley pizza style, which is kind of, I feel like, universally agreed to be one of the worst.
It's funny though, because that's a style that there's nothing about it, as far as I can tell, that ties it to only being made in that area.
Interesting. It's very bizarre. I'm sure nobody knows. This is very niche knowledge, but Ohio Valley style pizza is you bake the crust and then you put the cheese and pepperoni on it cold and then serve it like that.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
But that's the thing, is if enough people like it and enough different restaurants start serving it, then it gets an association with the area and then it's their style. And it's like, we don't care if you like it or not. It's the thing that we define as pizza. Therefore, we like it. Therefore, it's a style.
So for you on the outside, you're sort of naming our Las Vegas styles that were like recreationists or reflections. But if you could like envision a Las Vegas style of pizza, what would it be?
Las Vegas, at least from the outside, is seen as this like glitzy, glamoury, showy, but there's something underneath that's different. Ooh. There's something that lurks, like something of the earth.
Like a stuffed crust.
Yeah. So I do think that there's something there's hidden. It's cheese and all the fanfare is up on top. You know, there's basil after the bake. There's, chili oil after the bake and everything. But under that cheese, something lurks and it's something from the earth.
Something lurks. Oh, my God. I think Vegas style pizza is it's a normal pizza, but then a coyote bites you. It's just an experience. It's like Chuck E. Cheese gone wrong. Okay, well, let's talk about what we do have in pizza, because like I should mention there were two New Yorkers in town for the Super Bowl the other day, and I sent them to Evil Pie, and one of them said it was the best slice he's had in a long time. So first of all, you're the one who first took me there, and it's become like a favorite spot for me. But do you think that's scandalous that a New Yorker would approve of Evil Pie and say it's better than a lot of New York pizza he's had?
First of all, did he really say that phrase?
Yes. He said that was the best slice of pizza I've had in a while.
But he didn't say this is better than most New York pizza?
No. So I guess he could have just been eating like Stouffer's French bread pizzas.
I just don't want to put words in anybody's mouth.
Wow. I see how you're turning this around. Okay. I didn't know you were going to get so territorial, Scott.
Well, because I'll put it this way. Evil Pie is a slice shop and it's like a nitty gritty, dirty slice shop in it. And that's on purpose. It's totally by design. And I feel like the pizza itself is not the thing that they sell. It's the experience of being in this loud, covered in stickers, smells like whiskey stuck to the bottom of your shoe, nightclub.
But like the draft is good and cheap, the draft beer, their house draft beer. But I actually, okay, and a slice shop is just rare in Vegas as it is, right? But I actually think that they are, maybe I'm going to cause a scandal. I think they're the best New York style slice in Las Vegas. Fight me.
There's a few other ones that I like. Good Pie, I think, is a great slice.
No comment.
And they've got a slice window.
We'll talk about it later. I can't do too much trash talking, but...
I'm just thinking about others by the slice places. There's a place called Brooklyn Pizza.
There's one by UNLV, Cugino's. They have a really excellent slice pizza that's very New York style. Yeah, if you haven't been out there, I would give it a try.
I need to check it out. It's tough because, you know, we're talking about styles, and that New York style pizza is just really pizza by the slice. And you know, it works in New York.
Oh, you don't think there's more to it?
I don't.
We're going to get too deep into this.
I think the only real defining characteristic is that it's a pizza by the slice, because New York is set up for pedestrian traffic, and it makes sense for the culture of New York, and it doesn't make as much sense for the culture of Las Vegas, which is why you don't see a lot of slice shops.
Okay, so let me actually ask you a little bit more about a local place, Dom DeMarco's. I know that it's a big deal here because it has a connection to DeFara's, which is a really famous place in Brooklyn. What is that connection? Is it a shared recipe or what?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So there's a relationship between the owner, Al, and Dom DeMarco Jr., the son of the founder of DeFara in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
So the reason it's not called DeFara is because Dom wouldn't sign off on that, but his son, Dom DeMarco Jr., did. So it's a reference to DeFara, but it's really into the weeds, nerd style, to know about that.
So not the same recipe, but a kind of a family connection.
It's similar, but not the same recipe.
So the other pizza place that everyone's talking about right now that's new is Double Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you're planning to go, right? What have you heard?
I'll be there. So I've heard great things about it. It seems like it's a neo-Neapolitan style pizza. So like an open flame oven, high temperature, but not so high temperature that it's flimsy and flaccid and slightly undercooked.
I do hate that Neapolitan pizza.
Well, well-made Neapolitan pizza is super good, but you can have an amazing Neapolitan pizza right now, and then in 5 minutes, the same place could make a bad one.
Yes.
So I know that Double Zero, the consultant slash partner who's behind the food, is great. I love his, I'm like a follower of his work. So that's going to be the first place I eat when I land the week of Pizza Expo.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I'm really excited to hear what you see, but it sounds like you're hopeful that they're doing a really excellent Neapolitan with like just a perfectly cooked crust. Is that correct?
Not really, because I'm not, because I'm not expecting Neapolitan at all. So Sarah, this is so funny. We're talking about styles and all this stuff and how Neapolitan pizza, the pizza of Naples, the expectation there is that it's super high temperature, flash bake, soft, flimsy, kind of chewy, and you can really pull. But what Double Zero's doing, or at least what I think they're doing, is what I would call either neo-Neapolitan, or some people call it Neapolitan-ish, Neapolitan-esque.
Ooh, what do you think the Vegas pizza scene needs? Like, what are we missing? What do you think is next? Give me some predictions.
I don't think you're missing any, like, I don't think you need anything in Las Vegas, but I think the thing that I want for Las Vegas is for some use of some real like local ingredient, stuff that's not so referential. Las Vegas has the connotation of we ship everything in every morning and we use it that, like, you know, we have the ability and the money to do all this. I'd love to see something that's more about, well, you know what? We have these, I don't know, local pistachios or something like that. And part of the identity of the local pizza. That's what I want to see. I want to see some real attention to what's here more so than, oh, let's refer to what's over there.
Mesquite flower pizza, prickly pear pizza.
Why not?
Let's make it happen. Shaggy Maine mushroom pizza. Yeah, why not?
You know what? The person who says that blank can't be put on pizza or shouldn't be on pizza is the person who needs to wake up and realize that pizza has never been a food that's been boxed in.
I mean, literally, though.
Well, that's why, except for the pizza box.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. It's never been emotionally boxed in.
And I feel like people want pizza has to be a certain way. No, pizza's going to be its own way. It's going to change.
And that's how style works, because you know, we start with all these styles. And my prediction really, not just for Vegas, but for everywhere, is that 30, 40, 50 years from now, we won't be so obsessed with all these different styles because there will be infinite styles. Every person will really make their fingerprint happen on the pizza that they make. And there'll be less reverence for a style and saying, oh, I make an authentic XYZ style. Yeah, it's going to be like, I'm Sarah. This is the way I like my pizza. This is how I make it. I don't adhere to anybody else's rules. I'm Sarah freaking Lohman.
Honestly, why would I make a pizza when there's so much great pizza to go out and eat in Las Vegas? So let's get a slice. You want to go to Double Zero? Can I come along?
I'll meet you there.
Okay, let's do it. Scott, thank you so much for coming. We're also going to drop the links to tickets for the Slice Out Hunger tailgate, Las Vegas tailgate, in the chat. I hope to come to that as well and just cram myself full of pizza for 75 minutes. That's the plan.
I'll be there watching.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, subscribe to Morning Newsletter. Make sure to check out the link to Scott's Las Vegas Slice Out Hunger tailgate. And we'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
It's super fun. I just got off the phone with somebody from a pizzeria in Colorado where they have only robots serving the food.
Oh, really? This was robots and humans. Mint Indian cuisine, if you want to go check out a robot.
I'm very interested in checking out food robots. There's a dim sum place in New York that's got one. And the whole time you're eating, you're just staring at the robot, wondering, why is this robot not visiting our table?